Mr. Snow by Roger Hargreaves. One night, 2 days before Christmas, it started to snow. All night it snowed and snowed and snowed and snowed and snowed. Millions and billions and trillions of big, white, soft snowflakes covered the whole wide world. When morning came, it was quite amazing to see just how much snow had fallen. All the houses, all the trees, all the roads, and all the fields were covered. It was almost as if a huge white blanket had been gently laid over everything. Everywhere you looked was white. And then the sun came out, and so did the children. They were dressed up and muffled up, wearing scarves and woolies and gloves and boots so that they wouldn't catch a cold. All the children were so excited to see so much snow, which isn't surprising really because there was more snow than they'd ever seen before. Some of them went on sledges, raced down the hills. Some of them who didn't have sledges threw snowballs at each other. One little boy even made a snowball that was as big as himself, and some of the children made snowmen. Then it was Christmas Eve. All the children went home early so that they could go to bed early, so that they could get up early to see what Father Christmas had brought them. But that particular Christmas Eve, Father Christmas was in trouble. And the trouble was that it had snowed so much that Father Christmas was stuck. Well and truly stuck. There was so much snow that his reindeer simply couldn't pull his sleigh piled high with all the presents that he had to deliver to all the children.
Oh dear, thought Father Christmas to himself. Oh dear me, what am I supposed to do?
He sat down on his sack of toys and thought how he could manage to deliver all the presents to all the children before they woke up on Christmas morning.
Oh dear, oh dear,
he said out loud and sighed. Now, it just so happened that Father Christmas had himself stuck just beside a snowman, which one of the children had built. And that gave him an idea. A good idea. A very good idea. A very good idea indeed.
How would you like to help me?
He asked the snowman. But of course, the snowman didn't answer because snowmen can't talk. Can they?
Of course, I'll have to use some of my magic to bring him to life, thought Father Christmas to himself.
So he tugged his white beard 3 times and muttered some Father Christmassy magic words into it. Suddenly, you might almost say magically, the snowman did come to life.
Hello, Father Christmas, said Mr. Snow, which was the snowman's name.
You look a bit sort of stuck if you ask me, which you aren't, but I'll say so anyway, and if you ask me again, I'd say you need a sort of a helping hand, if you know what I mean, which you probably do, because that's probably why you've brought me to life, which you certainly did. So can I be of any assistance? Mr. Snow, as you might have gathered, was a rather talkative sort of a snowman.
Exactly, beamed Father Christmas. Let's get started.
And so they did. Mr. Snow gave Father Christmas an enormous push, and off they went. They divided the work between them. It was Mr. Snow's job to make sure that all the right toys for all the right boys and all the right toys for all the right girls were put into all the right sacks. It was Father Christmas's job to make sure that he took all the right sacks down all the right chimneys and deliver all the right toys to all the right boys and all the right toys to all the right girls. Mr. Snow and Father Christmas made sure that Susan got her teddy bear. Mr. Snow and Father Christmas made sure that Peter got his train. Mr. Snow and Father Christmas made sure that John got his piggy bank. Mr. Snow and Father Christmas even made sure that little Jane got her squeaky pink elephant to play with in the bath. And then, all of a sudden, they discovered that, between them, they'd finish.
I'd like to thank you very much indeed for helping me deliver all the right toys to all the right boys, said Father Christmas, shaking Mr. Snow by the hand.
Not forgetting all the right toys to all the right girls, replied Mr. Snow, shaking Father Christmas by the hand.
And now I'd better turn you back to a snowman again, said Father Christmas. Thank you and goodbye.
My pleasure, smiled Mr. Snow.
And do you know, from that Christmas to this Christmas, Father Christmas always chooses a snowman to help him. So, the next time you build a snowman, you'd better make sure you build him properly, because somebody you know might want that snowman to give him a hand. And you know who that would be, don't you? The End.